A manager at the Tacoma School District has been put on paid administrative leave. Officials say this happened after it was discovered tests done nearly a year ago showed high levels of lead in the drinking water at two public elementary schools in Tacoma. District spokesman Dan Volpel says the manager is the district's safety and environmental health manager. Officials haven't yet said why the test results were not reviewed and shared with the public last year when they were done. The water in two schools when tested last year had lead levels up to 116 times higher than a district standard allows. The news comes as Tacoma's water department has released evidence of lead in a number of homes with older gooseneck fittings connected to the city's water system with houses. In Seattle, tests in five homes found levels below the federal limit, but some residents are being asked to continue to run the tap water before drinking it. That from Seattle Public Utilities to the Seattle City Council Monday. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Utility staff have revealed there are about 8,000 water lines in Seattle made of galvanized metal, and one in four of those have a lead gooseneck fitting. The utility doesn't have record of which ones they are, and it doesn't know if goosenecks are adding lead to the water. Staff did clarify one thing after prodding from Councilmember Sally Bagshaw.
If I am that one in four, what do I do?
So,
just keep flushing the toilet. I don't mean to be in the least bit sarcastic here. What are we telling people to do to be healthy?
Sure. So that is our advice if they've got a galvanized connection at this point.
That is Wiley Harper at Seattle Public Utilities. He gives this advice. Find out what your water line is made of by calling the utility or checking the new map on its website. If it's galvanized metal, let your water run before drinking it when it hasn't been turned on for 6 hours. Harper says that will flush out any lead in water that's been sitting in the gooseneck. Utility staff will do more intensive tests at the same five homes, then determine what to do next. They haven't announced plans to identify where all 2,000 goosenecks are. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.